Good afternoon. Thank you, everybody, for being here today for our Wednesday, July 8th, 2020 regular board meeting. Before we approve the agenda, I need to take roll call. Mr. Johnson?
Here.
Ms. Wise? Dr. Mastin?
Here.
Mr. Hayes?
Here.
Ms. Jones? Mr. Brittingham?
Here.
Ms. Jones, are you with us yet?
She still says still joining.
She is joining. I'll come back to her. Any citizens that are on this call, please identify yourselves.
There she is.
Ms. Jones, good afternoon.
Hey, I'm at the pool, so sorry.
Because this is a Zoom electronic meeting, if any staff or board member wishes to speak, please identify yourself before speaking. The public was given advance notice of this meeting and an opportunity to submit questions or comments to the board prior to this meeting starting. We've got a call. We're going to go ahead and stand for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Just take a moment of silence. Thank you.
Mr. President, if I could just take a minute and wish I was at the pool to see Adele stand and pledge at the pool.
Yeah.
I know, people are laughing at me because I'm standing at the pledge.
Hey, that's dedication there is what I can say. Need to get approval of the agenda, in a motion.
Adele, so moved.
Second Adele, motion. Mr. Hayes, second. All those in, I got a roll call. Mr. Johnson?
Approved.
Ms. Wise, not here. Dr. Mastin? Dr. Mastin?
Aye.
Okay.
Aye.
Mr. Brittingham?
Aye.
We're going to need a motion to approve the fiscal year 2021 property tax rate.
So moved.
Mr. Johnson, Mr. Hayes.
Board members, this was a thank you for taking your time out for the an extra board meeting this month. Our calendar did hit the date wrong. These property tax rate approvals have to be to the county by tomorrow because of the lateness of the month and our the way our Monday meetings rotate. We were not able to do that at a regular Monday meeting as we normally would have. So we're bringing these tax rates to you today to approve. It consists of the current expense tax rate with this unchanged debt service, which I'm gonna have Leah talk about for a second in a minute, and technology and extra time, which are unchanged. Do you want to talk about, Ms. Jenkins, the debt service tax rate?
Yes, the debt service that we have for approval reflects an estimated 10% reduction in collections due to the potential impact of the COVID shutdown. I've reached out to Sussex County on several occasions. I've reached out to my colleagues statewide, and I've also reached out to different points of contact at OMB and the Comptroller General's office and the Department of Education. And it's seems to be a very wise move to at least account for the potential of the impact for property tax collections. So if we did not make the adjustment for debt service the way we did, then the alternative would be taking any shortfall out of our current expense, which of course we already have that taxed with other things. That's in summary the debt service situation.
And just so everybody knows, this we're voting on a tax rate we can't increase or decrease, and we have absolutely no say over it.
That is correct.
But yet we get to vote on it.
You have to officially adopt it. That's correct.
So we can't adopt it higher or lower. So
well, this is for debt service, which means it's going to fall lower every year. Mm-hmm. What we're trying to do in this instance is safeguard in the event that
somebody don't pay their tax bill.
Like as much. That's correct.
Yeah. Good. Dr. Mastin.
Two questions. Number one, what happens if we don't pass it? And number two, how many dollars are we talking about that we're going to reduce our debt service?
Now, when the debt service tax rate that we have here, the 0.0216, what that would do is that would generate an estimated $811,512, which we have in our debt service to pay for the principal and interest that is due in fiscal year 21, plus the first early pays that we are due in fiscal year 2022. So this would give us a sufficient amount to be able to pay that principal and interest. If we had not had this impact of COVID-19, what this is doing, it's adding about $75,000 to, that's, we're adjusting for that impact.
So does that mean that the $75,000 we're not going to use for debt service, but we can use it for operating expenses?
No, that does not mean that. Anything that we raise for debt service can only be used for the principal and interest of debt service.
Okay. Okay.
What that means is that balance would still be in that debt service line so that the rate for fiscal year 2022, presuming that there's no adverse impact then, we would still be able to carry that forward and use that for principal and interest. So that's all it can be used for.
And if there was no other debt service, then you could adjust the rate even lower.
That's correct.
But how about if we didn't approve it?
And we would not have enough money for our principal and interest this year.
You'd have to get money from the board members.
Okay.
any more questions? Okay, I got a motion and a second, so I'll do the roll call. Dr. Mastin.
Aye.
Ms. Jones.
Aye.
Mr. Brittingham.
Aye.
Unopposed, it all carries. So last thing we've got, our board meeting is Monday, July 13th. It's the annual reorganization meeting.
What time is that?
That's at 2 o'clock. And board members, there's a number of discussion items coming up at that meeting. It's on the agenda, so I'll talk about a little bit. We do have the discipline report, which I have been holding, hoping for an in-person meeting. But since I don't know when that's going to happen, the Sussex Tech High School Administration, as part of the strategic plan, did have to produce a discipline report. So D'Angelo Healy, the AP in charge of it, is going to be presenting that to you. We also have Carl Crennan and Buck Sippers coming back to give the latest drawings, purportedly to for you to approve a CN in August, so that's coming back for discussion. So we have two discussion items that may take some time to go through. Obviously, we'll have some personnel actions and some other things. So it is going to be a meeting that I'm guessing will be about 90 minutes or longer. It's not going to be a quick meeting because we do have two fairly lengthy discussion items.
And lastly, I'd just like to say welcome, Dr. Carson. He will be a familiar face on these calls moving forward.
Thank you. Pleasure to join you.
If we don't have anything else, I need to take a motion to adjourn.
When are we going to discuss budget?
Pardon me?
Dr. Mastin, when are we going to discuss budget?
Well, you approved the preliminary budget for FY21 at the June meeting. And so that is done. So it'll come back at different segments, but you've already discussed the FY21 budget, and you'll approve the final budget for FY21. Leah, when is that scheduled to come?
The final budget won't be until later in the year after the certified unit count. The next meeting in July, you'll see the June 30th closeout for year 20. Then in August will be the first month we'll see for fiscal year 2021 based upon the preliminary 2021 budget that you approved in June.
Okay.
This is that budget is probably changing. So we have a meeting on Monday. It's at 2 o'clock, not at 4. And are we doing in person or are we doing Zoom?
It is in Zoom. The governor has not lifted that restriction. We were going to go live if he moved to phase 3. He has not gone to phase 3 yet, so our meetings will still be Zoom.
Okay.
And one other thing, while you asked that question, I didn't want to confuse the two meetings, so I'll send out the Zoom invitation today. As far as you know now, is anybody scheduled to come in to the office to Zoom for that meeting?
Yeah, I just sometimes.
You're breaking up, Ms. Jones.
What did you say at the end?
He would like to know. Need to know if anybody is going to be at the district office to Zoom from an office at the meeting on Monday. Okay, Adele will be here. We'll put Adele down for being here. You're breaking up real bad, Ms. Jones.
If you are going to be here, please give us some advance notice so we can set you up with a computer and a space to Zoom from.
Okay. If somebody has any other items to discuss, I need a motion to adjourn.
So moved. Second, Dr. Maston.
Mr. Haynes first, Dr. Maston second. Mr. Johnson. Mr. Johnson logged off. Ms. Jones.
That's a vote for yes.
Aye.
Mr. Brittingham.
Aye.
That's what we need. Thank you all. Have a great day. Everybody try to stay cool.
Yeah.
Bye.
See you now.
Could you ask Leah to come over for a second after you turn that on? I need to.